Singing the lead there is Felicia out of the world's most dangerous band in studio here this morning. It's Paul Shaffer going to be playing over at the Ryman Auditorium coming up on June 9th. We appreciate you so much for coming in. And, you know, one of the things that I loved watching was obviously when you have the bands come on and they do their own thing. But it had to be thrilling for you guys to actually when artists wanted you guys to back them up. And I seen that. I would watch that every once in a while and be like, well, Paul and them guys aren't playing behind that. But then the next night, then you'd be playing behind or whoever needed a band. You were the band.
Yeah, certainly in the early days of the show, when we started, everybody used to come and play with us. James Brown, when he did it,
right. He
one of the first guys to do it. And I'm telling you, I never felt so funky in
my
life. When that guy starts to sing, you can't help but play good. And the whole band and I, we never thought we could possibly sound that good. That was inspiring. I never got over it.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Clapton sat in one time for the whole show and caused a sensation, and then everybody wanted to do it. And people were sitting in as if as if with a jazz group, but on a TV show.
Well, speaking of jazz, I remember one night David Sanborn setting in with you guys.
He used to do it sort of regularly. Yeah. For a while, he was doing it every Friday night. What a soulful player he was.
Oh, yeah.
But boy, yeah, I mean, we had Miles Davis, we had Dizzy Gillespie, we had the legends, McCoy Tyner.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when we moved to 11:30, things got a little more mainstream, you know, and the music too. And also we had a bigger stage and people were more apt to bring their own bands by that point because we got into the era of Trax and Pro Tools and stuff like that.
Sure.
And, you know, people would just come in with their whole setup. But we had some good times. And even then, a number of people like the great, we just lost him, Chris Cornell. One of his last solo appearances was with us on Letterman. Mm. And he really was a talent. Underrated and a wonderful guy too. Just one of the guys though that we got to play with. I'm telling you, for the rock and roll era, we did pretty well. We played
everybody. And it had to be a thrill able to be with those artists.
Never
and just
got
enjoy.
Jaded, always worked hard.
Nice.
Many of them could tell that we studied them. They could hear their stuff coming back in our music, and so it was kind of natural for us to play with
them. Was Dion ever on the show?
Oh, sure. He used to do it in the 80s quite a bit.
Yeah.
The Wanderer, the original Wanderer. The only reason we wander is because Dion wandered.
That's right.
You know. And you know what? And we became friends, and he sang on my record that I made in 89, and he sings with me again on this record.
Yeah.
And boy, I mean, he sounds just as good as ever.
This song is what?
This song is called "To Win Your Love for Me." It's an old, an obscure Sam Cooke song that he covered, and he used to tour with Sam Cooke, so he really felt this.
Dion with the world's most dangerous band on Hippie Radio 94.5.